This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining me is Alex Makin, Mayor of the City of Port Phillip. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Fantastic to be here.
So Pride March has been part of St Kilda since 1996, and back then it brought thousands of people to the streets, even though organisers expected only about 100. So what does that history mean to you now, seeing how the event has grown?
And the numbers only continue to grow each year. The participation only continues to grow each year. It shows that our communities want to be brought together, that we want to celebrate the diversity within our communities. And to the City of Port Phillip, we welcome that diversity. We welcome the many people that make up our community.
And the City of Port Phillip has been a strong advocate for our community for a long, long time. Do you want to talk to us about some of the ways that you have been an advocate and also invested in our community?
Absolutely. So each year we contribute $100,000 to the Midsummer Festival. We also celebrate Pride through the flag raising, which we held on Wednesday afternoon at St Kilda Town Hall. And obviously our participation in the march this morning, where I was joined by several of my fellow councillors, and I was also encouraged to abseil down the Pride Centre yesterday as well. So
you abseiled?
I abseiled down the Pride Centre and survived.
Down our palace walls?
I did.
Oh, well. And did you go from right at the top right down to the bottom, or only halfway?
No, right from the top. Oh. And I've got the photos to prove it.
Oh, yep. You've got such courage. I don't think I could possibly do that. That would be way too scary. Particularly today, though, it's a bit windy out there. So I did notice in your Pride, like, you were one of the first cab off the ranks, as you would say. And I noticed another person sort of intermingled with you. I saw the Premier there as well. Did you have managed to get to speak to her?
Had a brief conversation with the Premier, the Deputy Premier, and there were several ministers, state government ministers that were there today. It's fantastic to see the ongoing support for Pride and what it represents, which is communities coming together, regardless of political beliefs, regardless of backgrounds. It is about everyone coming together to celebrate what makes us a community.
And why do you think an event like this is still so important to hold? Like, we have some people who say, why do we even need Pride March anymore? We've got so our community have so many rights. We have so much, we have so many ways that we're visible now. Why is it important to still have something like Pride March in this day and age?
To show the history of that journey of winning those rights and showing that we always need to maintain those rights, and we need to show that those rights ensure that our communities can come together. It's about celebrating what is won and what we continue to need to win as well.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing you would like our listeners and our people watching from home today to take away from today, what would that be?
Here at Port Phillip, we welcome you, we welcome the diversity, and I look forward to continuing the journey of Pride.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Mayor Alex Makin of the City of Port Phillip.
Pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.